Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 21 today, verses 15 and 16. Proverbs 21, verses 15 and 16. It says, "When justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. One who wanders from the way of good sense will rest in the assembly of the dead." Let me read these two verses to you again. We're going to get our challenge today from these two verses. It says, "When justice is done, is a joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. And one who wanders from the way of good sense will rest in the assembly of the dead." These verses talk about the day of judgment. There's a coming day of judgment, folks. I'm pretty sure most people listening to this radio program understand that. But I want to make sure that it's very, very clear. God has set a day that he will judge the world. And the Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 17, Paul is talking, and he has shown the world who he is appointed to be the judge by raising that person from the dead. That's Jesus. God is going to judge the world through the righteousness of Jesus. Now, this is not something the righteous need to fear. Now, in order to be righteous, by the way, those only people righteous are those of us who have received God's forgiveness and his righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ, through believing in Jesus' sinless life, his death on the cross for our sins, his rising from the dead. That's where we get our righteousness, not from anything we do. So when I talk about the righteous, don't think, well, I'm a pretty good person. No, no, no. The righteous are only those who have come to realize they're not righteous. And by the way, there's no one righteous, not even one. Those are the righteous, those who come to realize that they are not righteous and they need the righteousness that comes only from God through faith in Jesus Christ. So those of us who are in Christ don't need to fear this day of judgment, but the rest of the world that has not received it should. And it says, "When justice is done, it's a joy to the righteous," for us who have been given righteousness, "but it's a terror to the evildoers." In Romans chapter 13, listen to verses 1 through 5. It says, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who's in authority? Then do what is good, and you'll receive his approval. For he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience." So here in this passage, as he talks about being submissive to the governing authorities on the earth, who of course are a picture of God and his authority, he says, look, if you do right, you don't need to fear the one in authority. But if you do wrong, you definitely better fear the one in authority, because he's been given that judgment authority and power from God. If we were to take the time and read Revelation chapter 15, verses 1 through 8, we don't have the time today. But if you were to read Revelation 15, 1 through 8, you'll see that at a certain point of the tribulation near the end, it comes to the point where now the final wrath and judgment of God is going to be poured out on the earth. And in verses 5 and following at the end, it says, "After this I looked, and the sanctuary of the tent of witness in heaven was opened, and out of the sanctuary came seven angels with the seven plagues, clothed in pure, bright linen, with golden sashes around their chests. And one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. And the sanctuary was filled with the smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one could enter the sanctuary until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished." Folks, I hope you understand that when that day comes, and it's coming, when that day comes that God pours out his bowls of wrath onto the earth during that last trumpet, there is going to be a terror on the earth for the wicked like you wouldn't believe. Don't be a part of that, folks. Don't be a part of that. You see, whoever wanders from the way of good sense will rest in the assembly of the dead. Don't be in those people. Be in the righteous. Be in that group of the righteous who are going to escape the wrath to come, the ones who are going to be spared by God through his grace, who are going to be taken to be with the Lord Jesus before that great day of God's wrath. And then we'll come back with him and rule and reign on this earth in righteousness with him because of his goodness. How you get there, how you avoid the terror of the day of judgment is, as I've said, surrender by faith fully in the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ for your righteousness. Give him your life. Say, Lord, you are the one who's righteous. Give me your righteousness. I receive it today by faith. And the day of judgment that is coming will no longer need to be a terror, and you'll never rest in the assembly of the dead, but you'll have passed from death to life. I hope that's many people out there listening today. I look forward to sharing some more with you all next week. Hope to see you then.